From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Madrid, nearly 200 people are dead and more than 1,200 wounded after at least 10 simultaneous bomb blasts ripped through four packed commuter trains. It is by far the worst terrorist attack in Spain's history. Spanish officials initially blamed Basque separatists for the bombings, but now they're pursuing other lines of investigation. Police today found a van with detonators and an Arabic language audio tape of Quranic verses near where the bombed trains originated. And an Arabic newspaper in London said it had received a letter from Al-Qaeda claiming responsibility. In a few moments, we'll speak with the editor of a Madrid daily and a terrorism expert in London. But first, Jerome Sokolovsky reports from Madrid.
10 bombs exploded within 10 minutes of each other at railway stations serving the southern metropolitan area of Madrid. The blast tore apart incoming trains, leaving wagons that looked like mangled sardine cans. All morning long, rescue crews pulled bleeding bodies out of the wrecks, and when the stretchers ran out, they tore out the bright orange waiting benches on the platform and used those to carry the victims. Suspicions fell immediately on the outlawed separatist group ETA. It has killed more than 800 people in its long-running battle for independence of Spain's northern Basque territories. But by nightfall, Interior Minister Ángel Acebes gave a news conference to report a new turn in the investigation. Police had found a van with detonators and an Arabic language tape with verses from the Quran. This has led me to give instructions to the security forces not to rule out any line of investigation, he said. But Acebes stressed that the primary line of inquiry still focuses on ETA. After this morning's attack, Prime Minister José María Aznar went on national television and insisted that ETA's days are numbered.
Les derrotaremos. No tenga nadie ninguna duda.
We shall defeat them, let no one doubt that, he said. We shall succeed in eliminating that terrorist gang ETA. But he rejected any possibility of dialogue.
No hay negociación posible ni deseable con estos asesinos.
There is no possible or desirable negotiation with these murderers who have sown death so many times all over Spanish soil. Aznar declared 3 days of mourning and called on Spaniards to unite in anti-ETA rallies tomorrow. Since the September 11th attacks in the United States, Aznar's government has come down hard on ETA, arresting many of its leaders in security sweeps. And the last year and a half have been unusually calm. That's why many people expected that ETA was nearing its end, and life in Spain was beginning to return to normal. Every morning at 7:45, Juan Blasquez would meet his 22-year-old daughter for breakfast at the Atocha train terminal in southern Madrid. That's when Azara Blasquez normally got off on her way to a job at a real estate agency downtown, and he would catch his train to work. But today, her train was blown apart as it pulled into the station, and he was seized with terror. I don't even have any tears left, he said. A policeman and I were holding on to each other for dear life. There were pieces of flesh everywhere. It was just too much, too much. Juan Blasquez works as a security guard, and he's still wearing his uniform. 2 hours to find her until they found me. 2 hours, because they evacuated everything and the cell phones were blocked. I couldn't live, I just couldn't live, he said. When Velasquez finally got to her, Azara was being treated for glass wounds and a broken arm. He says that America had September 11th, and now there's March 11th. And indeed, the two dates may be linked. A letter purporting to come from Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network claimed responsibility. It said the massacre was a retaliation for Spain's support for the United States, and it repeated a theme attributed to bin Laden after the September 11th attacks, that Al-Qaeda sees Spain as an enemy of Islam. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.